Hello, everyone. This is Phil Astor from OneWrestling.com, and I can't wait to be on The Bored Wrestling Fan.
You are listening to The Bored Wrestling Fan, I think. I don't know. Our chat box is down. I've been up for 10 minutes.
We are broadcasting, though.
We are broadcasting. It says on air. So, yes, we are broadcasting. Good morning.
It's 2 in the afternoon, Joe. It's not morning.
It's morning.
And it's nighttime at Mark's house, so.
Yeah, good. I can't see a thing.
Good morning.
The English haven't discovered electricity yet.
it's like that three-part Married with Children.
Laura Ogden.
Yes, exactly. JT knows what my nonsense means.
Because that's the best season. That was the conclusion of the best season of that show. That was the season that had Anthrax in it.
That's right.
I think that was the season that had who else? I think it was one of the dudes from Friends was in it. It was the one right before Seven came in.
Right.
But yeah, that was like the culmination. Like that was like the most epic like season finale I think I've ever the three parts. He comes out with full football uniform. Let's rock.
Was that the Christmas one with Sam Kinison in it?
Might have been. That might have been a couple of years earlier. I'm not sure. I think that one was that episode might have aired a couple of years before that. I don't know that whole sequence, that season, every episode, but it might have been that one.
I don't remember what happened or what season. I watched it religiously, but it's all out of order in my brain.
But I just
That's
know
my
I...
favorite. That was my favorite Christmas episode any television show ever had.
That was a great one. Really was.
Yeah.
They did a lot of good Christmas episodes. I remember it was the one that Al dies and Peg's the Grim Reaper and the rest of the families all had to be the village people over at Marcy's house. And the actual village people showed up and like at the end of it they're all doing YMCA.
Who was Marcy married to at that point? Was she Darcy?
That was Marcy Darcy. That was one of the later ones. That was one of the last ones they did because Jefferson was the I think was dressed as the S&M guy from the Village People or whatever, the one wearing all the leather.
I bet he was. I don't remember that part, but I'll take your word for it, man. I know I saw it. Like I said, I haven't seen it in so long. They don't have it in syndication here, so. They used to always be on.
Well, they used to here now, and now they fucking put Seinfeld in its 6 a.m. time slot, so one of my pre-gym rituals getting fucked up because I have to watch... it's not that bad because I switch it over to watch Totally 80s on VH1 Classic now, but I liked my Married with Children before going to the gym.
What's the deal with that?
I'm sorry. You have racist co-stars.
What? It was just the one time.
So this is kind of technically our conclusion of our fourth season, oddly enough.
Pretty much.
Do the math.
Yeah.
208.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's our season finale.
It is.
Hey, when I'm like WWE. Oh, wait, go ahead.
But there is no off season.
Well, we are taking next week off, so we technically are going to take a break between now and our next episode.
Yeah. That's kind of an appropriate spot to do it. Kind of worked its way in, oddly enough. Huh. I was thinking about that earlier. I'm like, hey, we're taking a week off literally after the official mark, so we'll start the new year with a fresh season. Go figure. Yeah.
And some of us are going to take a couple of weeks off because I won't be back the 3rd. So I have family. Of course, my family loves to. It's almost like they kind of know I do this show and they have to basically plan shit during the show. So I'm not going to be here the January 3rd either. So,
Yeah.
So I guess, does that mean we'll have to bump the awards to the 10th?
Probably. Yeah,
that works for me. So if anybody's listening on our Facebook, on our boardwrestlingfan.com and you can't get into the chat like I can't, you can tweet us at boardwrestlingfan. That's board wrestling fan without vowels.
Or as your Maven fan.
Yeah.
Or to me, you can tweet to me at random redhead because, you know, I actually read them. I don't get the board wrestling fan tweets, so.
Well, I've got the board wrestling fan Twitter up on my screen, so when they come up, I will read them. If anybody tweets us, our last tweet was Matt Tremont liked our tweet when we interviewed him on November 29th. Yay, social media interaction. We rule at it.
I got Marty the Moth to favorite one of my tweets, so I'm good.
There you go.
I have achieved Twitter success.
27th of January, can't get here fast enough.
Why, what's the 27th of January?
Lucha Underground season 2.
Oh, okay, okay. You got to remember, I'm a little still off of it, off my game a little bit, guys.
Nobody's looking forward to the debut of Impact on Pop.
Does anybody even get Pop? I know I don't.
Isn't that an app or some shit like that?
Everyone gets Pop. It's the TV channel.
Guide channel.
Is it really?
Yep. That's what it used to be.
I did not know that. I still don't get it, though. I don't have cable. Because I'm awesome. And apparently I'm on drugs now, according to the...
You found Raw good.
Yeah, I'm on drugs now, according to the document.
Well, welcome to the club.
Yes, I'm being made fun of because I actually thought Raw was halfway decent.
I actually agree with you, and then, you know, NXT TakeOver happened and just blew that out of the water.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I watched TLC, some of it.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
Did you watch the T, the L, or the C?
Don't go making phony calls. I think I watched the championship match, and I think it was the women's match before it, so I think that's what I watched.
I just got a tweet. It's from @Mark_Noyce.
Who's that?
Some guy. Apparently he's an author. He says to read this out loud and let everyone know that his books are on sale or free next week.
We can't read.
I already own your books.
Yeah, I own all your books. I paid full price. Audiobook.
I think Mark's going to have to pay himself a fiver to read it out loud so we can hear it.
No, he's going to... No, no, no. Mark, you pay Joe a fiver to read your book out loud.
We're both doing that gimmick. He could pay me to do it in a North American accent, and he could do it himself. He could pay $5 for himself to read it in a British accent. I'm awake. Yay!
Dead air.
Yes.
Dead air.
It's my favorite thing ever. Really is. I was trying to get somebody, a couple of people are on their way to Syracuse for 2CW. Or wherever 2CW is running tonight.
Yeah, it's in Syracuse. Today's the two sets starting at 3:30 on Ustream. And it's live 2CW. It's the
is this the last show?
Where you can find it on Ustream.
This is the last show, isn't it?
Yeah, they're doing two sets. They're doing a 3:30 set, and then I think it's like 7:30 is the second set or something like that.
Okay. So. I saw a couple of people were on their way there, and I said, hey, you guys should listen to our show. That'll get you through the drive. And they said, oh, no, I made an awesome, epic playlist to listen to on the way there. Like, oh, okay, I guess that's better than us.
Hey, fuck you, buddy. And fuck you, and fuck you, and fuck you.
And they can always listen to the podcast.
No, they can't. They're banned now.
We're gonna ban their. We're gonna find their IP.
They're fired.
They're blocked.
Noice is banning people from listening to our podcast.
You're not allowed to listen.
Hear me and Coaster are trying to build our fan base, and here Noice is just blocking everybody. He's our Marty and Shannon.
Oh God.
Block everybody.
Except Mark's funny.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, thank you. I keep our podcast pure. With my not-so-so-so racist agenda that I don't actually have.
There's a difference, man.
Just remember, Mark, you come from the motherland, so we can't take offense to it because we're all descendants from your country, so...
Yep. The motherfucker land.
I'm trying to think of a segue for racist agenda, but this week's wrestling was surprisingly not racist.
Well, New Day, but I mean, you know.
Oh yeah, that was the other match I saw. I turned on just at the end of the New Day match, which hopefully you read my. I didn't listen to the show last week yet, but hopefully you read my picks and.
We did. You know,
my one pick was the New Day.
Yep, we did. You know, I was having trouble with the stream at the beginning of TLC, so I actually...
Yeah, a lot of people did, me as well.
I actually heard that Boston doesn't deserve my haircut joke about 30 times because it kept cutting in and out from the pay-per-view to superstars... back to the pay-per-view, but starting the pay-per-view over. So finally I'm like, you know what? Let me get out of this. Let me clear my cache on the app, start it over, and then everything ran fine the rest of the night. But yeah, I didn't catch the entire New Day opening promo.
I didn't catch any of it. I caught basically the end of the match. I turned it on, and they were winning the belt, so I was like, damn it!
Yeah.
You missed the best match.
You did.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
And it was that the sucks. First one. That was nice of them
good.
At least to put the first one at the start. The best one at the start.
Yeah. You know, I got to sit there and, you know, watch the rest of the show.
Yeah, while it's still the show, I mean, it wasn't as good as, you know, going back to the old Hardys and Dudleys, but they had enough fucking spots in that show. Although they were really working gimmicked ladders. Anyone notice the wood?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know if it's a big deal or not, but it's obvious, I guess, what I'm getting at.
You know, they've been made of wood for a long time now.
Yeah, but not that blatantly obvious. Not when it breaks in high definition, like right in front of you, and it's like, hey, the inside of metal is red. I guess it's bleeding.
I still have no idea how the hell whichever Uso it was did not get brain damage. Was that Salida del Sol was a thing of beauty?
Oh yeah,
he did it very safely. If you noticed, he kind of, you know, he really protected the Uso on that.
Was that when he flipped over the top of the ladder and threw him?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's her Jeff this week.
Yeah, how did Sin Cara not kill anybody? That was
wearing his protective
too.
Penis shirt. Had a condom on. Yeah, I'm watching that Jeff again. You're right. I don't know how he didn't die, but that's cool. Would it have been even cooler? It's while he was flipping, he like caught the belts on his feet and won.
That would have been cool. It would have been unique.
Yes.
I suppose throwing a trombone at somebody to win a match is unique too, I guess.
Kudos to Xavier Woods. That was one hell of a throw. He's got some good aim.
That he does. I had everybody... I was looking at the reactions on Twitter at the end of the show, and a lot of people were so happy because of how Roman Reigns was booked, and they're like, "Oh, Roman Reigns is awesome now." I'm like, he threw a fucking temper tantrum.
Yeah, that's one thing I've noticed too. I think his fucking finishing move is one of the fucking weakest fucking finishing moves ever. Yeah, he jumps up and barely punches you, and it's supposed to be a Superman punch. What the fuck is that shit? That's like people's elbows. Stupid, you know.
The thing though is the people's elbow is deliberately stupid.
Yeah, but it's deliberately stupid, but it gets the fans going. That's the only thing the people's elbow has. But it's probably one of the stupidest finishing moves next to that Superman punch is the fucking dumbest thing ever. He's like, I'm going to punch the ground like Randy Orton, and then I'm going to make a punch. It doesn't even look like a punch to somebody.
You're forgetting one really stupid move, though. W-O-R-M.
Oh, God.
Oh, a worm.
I fucking love the worm.
Yeah, but you're right about it. That's probably a pretty lame.
I'm gonna do all this whole elaborate dance, and then I'm just gonna lightly chop you in the throat. Yay, and I win.
Knuckle is worse though, because he never hits it ever.
But then again, see, the thing is, we shit on the worm, but then again, Scotty Too Hotty was never the top guy in WWE. He never was meant to be. He was supposed to be, you know.
It's not like you won the WHC with the worm.
Yeah. You know.
Anyway, I tweeted because after the match, Roman Reigns beats up Triple H for no apparent reason. And I...
Pushed right into England.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he beat up Sheamus, and he beat up the other guys, the fucking League of Nations minus Wade Barrett. And it's like, I tweeted, wow, sore loser much? And then he beat up Triple H. It's like, so Roman Reigns is a sore loser who threw a temper tantrum and beat up his boss for no good reason, and you guys like that?
Yeah, that's it. At least when Steve Austin was beating the shit out of Vince earned it.
Thank you.
Triple H just came down to say, hi, well done. No, he got fucking speared.
Yeah, exactly. And that was one of the tweets I got back was, Steve Austin did it weekly in the beloved Attitude Era.
Yeah, it was Vince was a twat.
Yeah, it's like, there has not once been a time where Triple H wasn't trying to be nice to Roman Reigns. Like, dude, I'm gonna let you get a buy into the finals. No, I don't want to buy into the finals. Then he comes out to congratulate him at Survivor Series, gets speared for his trouble. And then at TLC, he just comes out to check on Sheamus and calm Roman Reigns down, and he gets the crap beat out of him, and everybody, oh, yeah, that's great, he's the best.
I guess that's what happens when you don't watch Raw for a couple months, Joe. So you miss all the storyline that kind of explained it. It wasn't good storyline, but it was explained.
Yeah, it was there.
After he turned him down, Triple H starts going around and petitioning all the heels to win that tournament, right? That's exactly what they want you to think is the storyline. No, like I said, it wasn't good.
No, definitely not.
But that's what you needed to know to understand why Roman Reigns went into Stone Cold Shampoo Fuckboy mode. And that is his new name, guys. I don't know who this Roman Reigns guy is. It's Stone Cold Shampoo Fuckboy. And that's the bottom line, because Seth Rollins is injured.
I miss CrossFit Jesus.
Yeah. By the way, is anybody voting in the Slammies?
No.
Nah.
You go on social media and you use a hashtag and you pick who you want for, say, Superstar of the Year, which, unlike the NHL All-Star voting, people aren't trolling the hell out of for some reason.
I kind of do want a troll vote to win.
Heath Slater.
I voted for Heath Slater.
A lot of people actually are voting for Heath Slater. It's a bit of a hashtag movement. And they're right to. They're smart.
Yeah.
What? I'm not giving that guy a slammy. Let's reboot this.
God damn it, his hair is red. He can't win Superstar of the Year.
Even though I'm Irish, I can't be a ginger and Superstar of the Year.
Hey, wouldn't you think I would have given it to Sheamus by now?
I I think you probably did give it to Sheamus. It's just not the way you're thinking.
Oh, that was Triple H. Their workout buddies.
A little from column A, a little from column B. Spit roasted. Yeah, I went there. Merry Christmas, folks.
So that's how we get his hair, that's how he gets his hair to stay up.
Oh, something about Sheamus.
Even though I'm mad at Gary Barnage, fucker. He scored a touchdown on the Niners last week.
How dare he do his job?
I know.
How dare he earn his millions of dollars now and get the franchise tag?
After I politely asked him not to.
I think always. That's game fixing, which is illegal.
I think he's just rebelling against Joe's, you know, drug abuse problem.
Yeah, my drug abuse problem where I said I actually thought Raw was halfway decent.
Joe needed that money for drugs.
Yeah. Hugs, not drugs. And of course, rule number two is thugs before drugs before hugs. Huh. Anyone watch that Ring of Honor show on Friday? I've been meaning to. I heard it was really good.
No, I haven't. Been busy.
No. But the Ring of Honor Jizz Fest telling us it's the most epic thing ever.
I don't know, man. There's some good matches on that card.
I was just making up. I didn't actually see. I saw pictures. I didn't sit there and say, well, I'm just making that up. I didn't.
Did AJ Styles turn up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. He faced Lethal. Lethal retained. I know that much. So that's the elegant match for Wrestle Kingdom beginning of January there. That much I know. I don't know the other results. I'm going to try to watch it maybe later if I can find a perfectly legal version to watch it, because of course I always watch legally.
There is an I in legal.
It's me. Yeah, the network. No, it looks like it'd be fun. I could definitely see some of those matches being pretty awesome, especially that Seidel, ACH, Alex Shelley, Bruce Daniels, Kazarian, and Sabin. That's one I definitely want to check out. And our buddy Moose faced Elgin. That'd be interesting too. And the ICW must be creaming their pants over Dalton Castle and Silas Young. I'm sure there's some good shit.
In January is shaping up to be a good month for wrestling. Wrestle Kingdom, Return of Lucha Underground, and a Royal Rumble that Roman Reigns can't win.
That's true. He can't. Well, you never know.
Yeah, they'll probably do the dusty finish tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know who could win the Rumble as a result of what we saw?
Vinnie Mac.
No.
Triple H.
Yeah. Triple
H. I was playing with a shovel and take everybody out.
that is the natural booking is for WrestleMania, but does Triple H win the Rumble?
Well, if he does, they better not have Lesnar in there, because that's all. I do not want to see Lesnar get in, put in there and lose.
Triple H comes out first, and Daniel Bryan comes out last, and the crowd cries.
Yep. Yay, here we are again.
So Raw was good. What happened outside of the main event? I don't remember any of it. I watched it, but you're telling me it was really good. What happened?
In retrospect, I don't remember much of it either.
Bo Dallas versus R-Truth.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That happened for half a second.
Oh, and Roman Reigns made another dick joke.
Didn't he get a belt handed to him or something? Didn't he win the belt or something?
Yeah, he won the belt.
Yeah, that's the only part I remember. It's been such a fucking long weekend, not just for wrestling, but life as well.
You're preaching to the choir here, buddy. You don't think anybody's had a long enough week than me.
Oh, are you moving, working full time, and trying to watch all that stuff? Because that's what I had to do.
Well, no, you know, what happened to me last week? You know, I wasn't here. I don't really want to get into my family shit. You know,
Colbert picture
in the news thing.
Yeah. Oh, I know last Sunday, but I don't even know what my week felt like, a month.
Yeah, trust me, mine did like, too.
So fucking much shit to do, but I know it sucks. Ah, the fucking holidays coming up. It's just been a crazy one, eh?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Joe's just complaining online about not being able to watch a Christmas movie for fucking 3 days.
Yep, that's been my week.
That's why I got trolled a lot by me this week, dude.
Yeah, I know.
About connect this, I'm like, this is your problem. Is you can't find a stream online for this fucking movie. You bring me a DVD. It's like, fuck off. You can stream that online, and you know it.
Yes, but I actually pay for content.
Oh, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Wait, where'd I get my BitTorrent link from again? Oh yeah.
If you loved that movie enough, you'd already have it on DVD.
What movie is that?
I don't know.
The Santa Claus is what he's
referring to. Oh, that is a fantastic movie.
You're throwing a fit over the Santa Claus? Seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking about that other movie that I think a movie came out on Thursday.
Die Hard?
Santa's Little Helper?
Isn't that on USA Network tonight?
I got nothing. I have no clue.
Santos El Helper?
Christmas Bounty.
Is that the one that I don't fucking know? I don't care.
Santa with muscles?
Santa's sleigh.
Santa's sleigh I would watch just for Jewish Santa.
Jingle Silent. All the Way too.
Silent Night, Bloody Night.
Danger in the Manger. I fucking love Jingle All the Way.
But what about the second one?
No, I've not seen it and I don't really plan to.
Is that the one that WWE made?
It's got Big Show in, I think.
The cable guy in Santina.
Yeah.
That's the one. I think that's the one WWE made.
Yeah, it is. Big Show was in the first one.
Oh.
Yes, I was complaining on Facebook that I couldn't watch a Christmas movie.
First word problems.
Yes.
Well, that
is not even a good one.
Isn't needless to repeat. Yeah, the Santa Claus is a good movie.
I guess we all have different tastes.
Yeah, then again, I just said Jingle All the Way is a good movie, so my taste in movies is not.
You couldn't find a Christmas movie all week, Joe. You have Netflix.
Yeah, I have Netflix. That one's not on it.
And fucking Bad Santa, which is probably one of the best Christmas movies ever made, is on there. And I watched it Friday, so yeah, you can't come. Quit your bitching, Joe.
I was spoiled. Raw was halfway decent, and then there was the NXT special on Wednesday. I was spoiled, man. This Sabres got that shutout win the other day.
Then lost the next six games after that.
No, the next one game after they lost with like a minute left of the fucking game.
It was awesome how Patrick Kane handed you that loss. I love that. So good.
Yeah, hey, how'd the Oilers do against the Avs last night anyway?
We pulled the Sabres.
Santa Claus is on the British Netflix.
Yeah, it's not ours.
That's easy to access. I mean, I exclusively watch US Netflix.
I just want to point out, back to this Patrick Kane thing, just an interesting little factoid. So, you know, Patrick Kane has these sexual allegation things, and then that gets dropped, and he goes on this long point streak. So, who was the goalie that denied him the point? Joe?
It was Colorado's. It was against Colorado.
Yeah, who was the goalie?
I have no idea.
Okay, I see. Because this is the funny thing. It was Varlamov.
Ah.
You remember what Varlamov got accused? Yeah. Yep. So So you guys were rooting for a guy who was also found guilty of assault in defiance of a guy who was charges were dropped, so it's kind of ironic, huh?
Well, I was rooting for Patrick Kane to get a point in that game because I wanted Buffalo to end it.
No, it wouldn't have happened, though. They would have got ended.
Gee, you realize, you know, this is America where we, you know, we still cheer convicted felons. It doesn't matter as long as they win. They do good after they've been convicted.
Oh, I'm well aware. And we got lots of athletes in you know, hockey that have done some bad stuff. You know, hell, one of the Edmonton Oilers killed a man and went to jail.
Well,
old Craig McTavish. And if you really, really want to, I'm not going to get into his allegations, but there's a statue erected to a very famous hockey player in the States who, pretty well known for beating his wife. Good times. Great oldies.
I didn't know Steve Austin played hockey.
Yeah, he was a goalie. That's why he's so good at catching beer.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So what is your guys' definitive Christmas movies then? Let's go back to that for a sec. What the hell? For me, it's either the Lampoon's or Scrooge. Those are easily my two favorites.
I did both Bad Santa and Christmas Vacation on Friday.
I watched Christmas Vacation last night. I gotta go with the Home Alones.
I don't really watch the two of them.
There's only two of them.
I did watch the second Home Alone 2 on Thursday. I watched Home Alone 2 on Thursday, but it's not one of my go-tos. I was just watching, so I'm like, I don't know if I've actually seen this, and sat through and watched the whole entire thing from start to finish.
Oh, and Blu-rays, digital copies. I used to own the DVDs. I have the hat. Yeah, Home Alone.
Kiss Save Santa.
I would pay good money to watch that.
That's not really a movie, Mark.
If only
I know, I'm saying
that's why he would pay good money to watch it.
Not yet. Gene hasn't decided that it's going to be made yet or not.
It will be.
Everybody knows the pterodactyls can't stand the screech of a guitar.
Yeah, I don't know. It just
of
doesn't.
All the things Gene Simmons has put his face on, but he still refuses to make that movie.
Doesn't feel like Christmas to me if I haven't seen Home Alone. And it still doesn't feel like Christmas to me, and I've seen Home Alone a bunch of times.
We have to work on getting the licensing rights from Santa Claus, since I already own all the Kiss characters.
That could be the actual reason.
Yeah.
He's just waiting until he can license Santa Claus.
It could happen.
It's he just Gene waits Simmons. Outside the copyright office waiting for shit to expire so he can jump on it.
He really fucking does.
It's all he does now.
He licensed things that aren't related to him. He owns the license for a dollar sign on a bag.
True story.
It is true.
It's damn true.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Fucking happy birthday.
I think he waits outside the the copyright office. Like, hey guys, check out what we got now. Kiss Pet Rocks.
Don't give him ideas.
I think that already happened, I thought.
I'm having to check this out now.
I wouldn't doubt it if it happened.
I see so much Kiss shit.
For some reason, looking up Kiss Pet Rocks brings up Africa by Toto.
Because Gene Simmons owns Toto now.
He owns Africa.
I miss the rain down there.
He paid less for Africa than he paid for to own the likeness to Peter Criss's makeup.
That might be true. Gene Simmons owns a lot of stuff.
Except a soul. and a heart.
Dimebag Daryl is buried in a kiss casket.
As well he should be.
Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna go out with style.
Yeah.
He's probably the only person that will ever be buried in one.
Yeah, I think they discontinued that shortly thereafter.
I just remember seeing them advertising that you can keep your beer cold in it until you die. I'm like, do you really want to fucking keep my beer cold in a cup and then kiss on it?
So I mean, like, I don't even know what it looks like. Like, does it look like when the Undertaker made the casket for the Ultimate Warrior?
And it just God, has, I don't remember. I just
has decals all over it.
I think so, but I don't remember. I've seen it because, like I said, I remember it's either on one of the videos or they did a report on it or some shit like that. I remember
they still exist.
What
it was discontinued in 2008, but came back in 2011.
No, it's
Gene Simmons said of it, "I love living, but this makes the alternative look pretty damn good."
I'm looking at pictures now. It's actually like an all-over print on the casket.
Well, these things look great.
The best part is there's a constant loop of God of Thunder playing.
Oh, good. At least it's not rock and roll all night. God, anybody that's a true Kiss fan hates that fucking song. It's the only song anybody fucking plays by Kiss.
I don't mind hearing it once in a while still, but yeah, you're right.
Well yeah, it's a lot of, it's, you know, yeah, once in a while, but like I said, it's, oh, you know, if I want to listen to Kiss, I want to listen to, like, fucking I Love It Loud or fucking War Machine or fucking, you know, God of Thunder. You know, much better songs than fucking the original studio version of Rock and Roll All Night is fucking terrible. It's just like so half-assed.
What about the MTV Unplugged version?
That's a good one, but that's because you got seven people playing it.
Yeah.
I was looking at Google images of the Kiss casket, and I found Rammstein dildos.
Of course.
Hey, they used those on stage. I'm not surprised they saw them.
Yeah.
German rock outfit Rammstein released a special edition of their album Liebe ist für alle da in 2009, which featured the album sealed in a steel flight case, which also housed handcuffs, lube, and a collection of six dildos, each modeled after the band members. Not even kidding.
I remember hearing about that when it came out.
Vintage Rammstein.
New Day Rocks. New Day Rocks. Oh, wait, sorry, what?
Rammstein Cox. Rammstein Cox.
That's for both of you.
That was brilliant.
Thinking in a new day, they kind of switched it up this week and stopped themselves from getting too stale.
Yeah, they were calm and subdued on Monday. And they were showing respect for their opponents until their opponents left the ring.
And they were only in one segment, which is always kind of good.
I'm looking at, this is 10 weirdest pieces of band merch money can buy.
And all of them are from Gene Simmons.
No. There's a Wu-Tang bicycle.
Oh, I would so get that.
Yeah.
Is it a lowrider?
No.
Ah.
Wu-Tang, widely considered to be among the greatest hip-hop groups of all time, is collaborating with Tempe-based bicycle company State Bicycle Company to release a line of custom outfitted fixed gear and single speed road bikes to commemorate the Wu's 20th year of bringing the ruckus and shaping urban street culture, says the State Bicycle Company's website.
That's not even a Schwinn.
Nope. Nirvana re-release of the album In Utero, an actual real life tattoo of the band's iconic smiley face logo inked onto your skin in the very store you purchased the album. Stoner Surf Rock Stoners Waves released their own herb grinders during their 2010 tour. Hanson's Hops. Daft Punk's Get Lucky Condoms. Sugar Rios Valdor Scented Candle. Stuff's ridiculous. Wait. A Bill Wyman signature metal detector.
Yeah, the herb grinder doesn't seem too weird. I used my head and typed in Cypress Hill herb grinder, and there you go. And it's from the bong.
And a so Weezer high. A Weezer Snuggie.
That's weird. That's fucking
yeah, that's actually weird.
Coding
yeah.
is weird.
I think they were giving sucks. That away with like one of their albums, I think. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of these weird lists, but I guess it is the internet.
And then you take the Rammstein dildos and you strap them to your head and you yell, "New Day Rocks!" While you're watching a WWE pay-per-view. And cheering a guy beating up his boss.
There's the Rammstein cocks. Nice. What?
Oh god, if Roman Reigns starts watting, I'm done.
Yeah.
I gotta see what the fuck this is. Gummy Song Fetus.
What?
Flaming Lips Fetus Ornament Embryo.
Nice.
Those were words that I didn't think I would hear strung together.
Does it use jelly?
Nothing can top the baby Jesus butt plug. That's how you go to hell in style.
Is that Justin Bieber pinata? That's clever. A lot of people want to beat the fuck out of that guy with a stick.
Yep.
Where's the Sheamus one?
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's a band called British Sea Power, and you can buy their Kendall mint cake. Don't know why you want to, but you could.
Okay, then.
That's awesome.
I don't know. A British person on the show probably knows who they are.
No, I know. I have no idea who they are, but I know what a Kendall mint cake is, at least.
I have
is
no
that
idea.
Like something
that
you put in your urinal, or
no? It's a cake.
Oh, it's an actual cake. Okay, I see.
I was thinking it was something more along the lines of like fairy cakes.
Who knows? These people put out weird shit. Yay, dead air again. My favorite.
Come on, host. Lead the show.
Dead air.
Yeah, you could always like, you know, fix that in post and just like put, you know, audio drops of George saying random shit.
I could.
I was going to say, if you cleaned out the dead air, the show would be like an hour long.
It would be.
And you just replace it with George sound bites.
Or you could take all the clips of the dead air and just mash them together and just call it an interview with Steve Blackman.
Yeah, but then I'd actually have to spend time editing this in post.
Who wants to do that?
Yeah, screw that.
If you listen, one thing that definitely contained no dead air was NXT London. The crowd didn't stop for 1 second.
I absolutely loved it.
I loved it, and I know G hated it.
How do you know I hated it?
Because you hate everything.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, let's get to it because it's in the news. So this comes from some guy who points out, for me, the UK fans have really taken away from the NXT TakeOver show. I'm sorry, but I'm tired of fans going into business for themselves. And occasional guest on our show, Chris Apstolf, buddy of ours. And he points out an actual very interesting observation. It's the WWE's fault. And I have to blame Joe partly for this. When you give a Slammy Award to a crowd, then you're basically telling crowds to top this. So what do you think about that point? So I thought that was smart. That's a good observation.
That's a fair point.
That's a fair point, but that's... That's how we do things. That is how we show that we're into something.
Exactly. That is a British crowd.
Yeah, it was just a lot of people having fun.
Exactly.
You're not allowed to do that on wrestling, though.
I'm just saying, if we did nothing, that would mean we didn't like it.
Right.
You can't have fun in a WWE event. What do you think this is, PWG?
And to mention, they paid their ticket. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
Exactly.
What do you expect to do? You're supposed to actually enjoy what you pay for?
Right.
Your own money? You're supposed to give them you're not supposed to enjoy it. You're supposed to pay the money and give them, and they're supposed to give you what they tell you to like.
I mean, I get the argument that it seems to take away a little bit from the show, but for me, I loved it. I enjoyed it.
It didn't. It made me pay attention because I tune out of wrestling all the time, but I'm brought back in by the crowd.
Right,
when
and
the
then
crowd allowed. I look and I think, what the fuck is going on? And I could never turn away from that crowd.
Well, that's an interesting point because there's a lot of people who had the exact same reaction for the opposite reason. Like, what the fuck is going on? Why are the crowds saying? I don't mind. I didn't mind this show. I'm kind of sick of Full Sail. Those guys can fucking suck a dick.
Yeah.
But...
yeah. The difference is Full Sail are definitely doing it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they break out in a "We Are Awesome" chant, that's it.
The
British crowd was singing for the people in the ring.
There were parts I didn't enjoy, you know, like Corbin Baron. I mean, fuck that guy. But
oh yeah, I sort of tuned out in that match.
Yeah.
That was funny though. I missed it, but Baron did shout, "Go back to Ring of Honor."
And, yeah, he was never in Ring of Honor, was he?
Yeah, he got him confused with Moose, I guess. All black people look the same. That's not what I think.
Kind of looks like a racist. He does kind of look like a racist. So you know.
It'd be great if he said his stomach was the racist, because that looks like a face.
It does. His torso looks like an unimpressed emoji.
Now I kind of wish I would have watched that
reaction
match.
To his matches.
Now I kind of wish I would have watched that match. I got up to get some food or something. I wasn't paying any fucking attention to that one.
Yeah, there were some chants during that match. Telling Corbin he's shit and he knows it. Corbin is a wanker. There was a Botchamania chant.
Yeah, I completely didn't watch that match. I came in just in time to see him hit the End of Days and win the fucking match. Like, they fucking put Baron Corbin over Apollo Crews? What the fuck is wrong with these people?
That was one thing I noticed about the show, is that it was mostly a heel-centric thing and no championships changed hands. That was the time for Enzo and Cass, if you ask me. That crowd would have gone insane.
And that's what I thought coming into it, was Enzo and Cass are locked to win the titles this time around.
I just wonder if they did it because they didn't want anyone to spoil it.
I'm thinking they're main roster bound. Because why else do you not give these guys the title right now?
Unless in the unfortunate situation where they're going to write them off as, you know, splitting up.
Yeah.
Like they're going to, you know, get into some sort of scuffle with each other. Cass is blaming Enzo for, you know, losing, or the other way around.
Yeah, and I've had that suggested to me too, that they could be breaking up, but I...
If they split them up, who will Enzo jump off of?
Yeah, right.
He'll find a way. He's a certified G.
And a bona fide stud.
And you can't teach that.
Not just a certified G, a glorified G.
Nah, no, I'm a glorified G.
I was going to say, that's our co-host.
Self-imposed.
Yeah, I really thought going in that Enzo and Cass were going to win. They got the first match of the night. The crowd was really into them. It's like, yeah, okay, cool. This is their time. My boys are going to win the titles. Nope.
Nope.
Not saying I don't like Dash and Dawson. I think they're a great tag team. They're great workers. Dash is Cassidy's buddy, by the way, from Cheap Heat. And, so, you know, hey, cool. Good for them. I'm proud of them. They're good workers. They deserve titles, but I thought this was Enzo and Cass's time. And this would have been the time, the event, to put the belts on them. But, oh well, whatever.
Especially when they had that video package, like them coming up through, you know, NXT, like over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
It seemed like they were sort of going that way with it. But in typical WWE fashion, they're going to, you know, try to swerve us.
Well, the other thing was the promo from the previous week where, you know, they're coming out and they're not doing all the fun-loving bullshit they usually do. And they're
they were all business.
We're putting food on our table. We're coming for your titles next week. Like, okay, yeah, these guys are going to win the titles. And they didn't. The other thing that threw me was, like, we had the, you know, matches are supposed to tell stories. And Bayley and Nia Jax was a good story because you have the dominant Nia Jax. She's beating the crap out of Bayley, but Bayley won't give up and she finds a way to win. And then I almost felt like we were sort of going in that direction with the main event because Samoa Joe was beating the crap out of Finn Balor through most of it. It was a more evenly fought match than Bayley versus Nia Jax, but it was almost the same story in back-to-back matches. I don't know if anybody else felt that way, but that's, you know, for at least the beginning of that match.
That was word for word what my brother said while we were watching it.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, we just saw this match.
Right, right.
And I'm like, what do you mean? As well as obese Samoan guy beating the shit out of the small white person. Like, oh, yeah.
Right, right. But, I mean, the end of the match was completely different. You know, I mean, like, it went more back and forth than Bayley and Nia Jax did, but it was almost the same story of, you know, the bigger guy is dominating the little guy, and little guy finds a way to win.
Well, don't forget the top story in both NXT and WWE is big Samoan dude versus the tiny white Irish guy.
That's true.
Except NXT did it a lot better.
With Finn the Ripper.
Yeah, it was nice to see the demon again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Always is.
That's why you save it for the big events, so it doesn't get old.
Exactly.
Although, if he ever does come up to the main roster, Vince is going to have him in full demon paint every time, because if a spoonful of something is good, then a bucket of it must be great.
Well, if Wikipedia is correct, Sheamus is actually taller than Roman Reigns. And bigger. By 2 pounds.
Yeah, but Roman is prettier.
I don't know. I don't look at them that way.
I don't either. I'm just...
Nah. Roman's hair.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell someone who they think is attractive. I'm just going to tell them myself as I fap to it.
Well, that's what Wrestle With The Plot is for.
Yeah, I don't. I don't go to that one either. I go to Brazzers. A lot of fake finishes in that one.
On that note, what do you say we can do a break song?
Let's do it and say we did. Fuck it. No, yeah, that's right. This is my time to talk, eh? Yay!
Yes. Yes, okay. You get a turn.
Our time is up. Your time is now.
Q Joe saying this band is named after him because he says it every fucking time we play Ugly Kid Joe or I play Ugly Kid Joe or share a fucking Ugly Kid Joe video. So
I actually wasn't going to say it this time.
This week's break song comes from Ugly Kid Joe off the brand new album, which is available on iTunes. I don't know if you can buy it anywhere else. I know it's on iTunes. I did check it. I had to send him the MP3 because there's no YouTube of the song. But it's off their new album Uglier Than They Used To Be, and it features Phil Campbell from the Mighty Motorhead, and it's called My Old Man.
And here it is on Board Wrestling Fan Radio.
Day he was born.
ugly kid Joe, boardwrestlingfanradio.com.
Yeah. That I have to say, that song happened because of me. I helped that song happen because I pledged music to it. So, yes.
Yay.
I just want to let you know, if any of you guys, I already sent you a copy of the record because, like, bros. If you guys want, either one of you guys, anybody else on the show wants it, I have copies. I have the MP3s to send you.
Nice.
You can get it for free if you guys want to. And you know what? It's not stealing because I paid for the goddamn record. So I helped them make the damn thing. So they can't sue me for it.
Exactly.
Napster bad, JT good.
You know, I think I'm done with this Curtis Axel thing.
Curtis Axel.
Well, that's my point, is they were in Philly. They could have done something with that. Like, hey, he's still in the ring. Somebody get him the fuck out of there.
Why didn't they open with that, or at least had that on the pre-show?
That's what I'm saying.
Because,
like,
Stephanie McMahon.
That's what I've been saying for...
Stephanie McMahon eliminates him from the Rumble.
That's what I've been saying for months.
That would have been gold.
Yeah, it would have been. That's what I've been saying for months, is that's how you open the next Philadelphia show. And nope. You start with Stephanie McMahon. Roman Reigns beat up my husband, and he put him in the hospital in London, England, apparently.
Well, we have free healthcare.
Oh, okay. So he flew there after getting his ass kicked, and... Gotcha. Okay.
Well, that's what he said. He got his ass kicked.
He did.
The kayfabe story is that after Vince sent her back to Connecticut, she found that Triple H was in worse condition than first thought, so they flew him to England for their free healthcare.
Oh, okay.
And then he magically recovered in time.
Makes sense to me.
Well, NXT Triple H is a completely different person.
Now, he acknowledged getting his ass kicked, so they aren't two separate people.
Well, somebody said that WWE Triple H is Earth 1 Triple H, and NXT Triple H is Earth 2 Triple H.
Makes sense.
Yep.
I drink to that.
Are you drinking in JT land?
Yes, I am, and I have to say, Sam Adams' White Christmas is not a very good Christmas beer, so don't drink it. I'm only drinking it now because it's the only beer that was cold in my refrigerator. So
it's good reason.
Dude, I've had the six pack for 2 weeks. I think this is the third of the six pack. For 3 or 4 weeks, I've had this beer. I just do not like this beer. I do not recommend it. Stay with the Southern Tears if you can get a chance. You know, by New York, because I know it's Central and Western New York. So that's,
yeah, so Southern Tier is a good brewery.
So they make some excellent beer. I still love my Stone Brewery though too. That's out by G Land. I love my Arrogant Bastard.
Oh,
I love.
So good.
I had that when you were over here. That's what I was trying to say. I have a 12. I had a 12 pack of it when you were here.
I had no idea. I was pounding PBR.
I know. I was trying to look over at you, and I said, "I was like, dude, I have a 12 pack of Stone here."
I must have not heard that. I would have taken you up on it.
It was like $30, so that was probably the only thing. I wasn't like, let's go something. Yeah, it was right next to the door. You know, you know the back door that you know the door you had to open to get to my refrigerator. The 12 pack was right there next to the door.
Oh, Jesus!
Drunken stories with Coaster and JT.
Oh yeah.
And now to the Virgil says portion of the show. We got a lot of JT land this week too. Virgil says, "I celebrate fuck money every single day. Happy to murder a video message for you or your friends for Christmas. Message me at realvirgil1.gmail.com and I will crush that shit. For the right..."
Nobody's doing that.
Huh?
Nobody's doing that.
For the right price, I would mow Adele's lawn.
$20.
Hello?
$20.
Hello.
Hi, G.
Adele, I can't help it.
Oh, okay. I know who she is. I know she sold like 3 million copies of her latest record, and that's, I don't give two shits other than that, you know.
I thought you were going for Lionel Richie.
That makes me a sad panda.
Canadians eat pandas. Especially sad ones. So yes, on the record, I will eat you, Mark. I'm a cannibal. But don't worry, I'll put maple syrup on your first, bud.
Yeah, that's good.
Suck my dick, yeah. Suck my dick, PC principal. Every time somebody thinks of fuck money, an angel loses their wings. Gilbert Arenas needs a million-dollar dream. I just hope hashtag GOP debate. I just hope someone will allow me to put some meat sauce on my meat sauce. Hashtag GOP debate. Somebody talk about fuck money, please. The new day equals Virgil equals all my children. Hashtag WWE TLC. Man, Ric Flair is looking great. We used to raise hell together. I bet he'd love to go to Fuck Money City with me. Hashtag WWE TLC. I'll tell you what this pay-per-view needs. Good old me taking everybody to Fuck Money City. Hashtag WWE TLC. Hey fans, little known fact. I was offered the spot on Team Dudley. The fuck money was just not there. Oh, they get better, Mark. Hashtag WWE TLC. I once slept with all three members of TLC, even the dead one. Hashtag WWE TLC. Hey, I'll sing TLC's song Waterfalls for some fuck money. And it returns this week. I just had to because we'll get to it in a second. The Iron Sheik tweets return. On the first day of Christmas, I break the fucking jabroni Justin Bieber back. On the second day of Christmas, I suplex the Hulk Hogan on his head. On the third day of Christmas, I drink cold beer with my fans. On the fourth day of Christmas, I suplex the jabroni that fucked with the legend. On the fifth day of Christmas, break the fucking jabroni R2-D2 back, suplex his droid head so you never know what fucking planet he's from. Hashtag fuck the fiver. Fuck the sixth day of Christmas. On the seventh day of Christmas, I break the fucking jabroni Tony Romo neck. Christmas and chillin', go fuck yourself. Hashtag GOP debate. Please, Jesus, call me so I come suplex these British jabronis one by one by one by one. Good night, go fuck yourself. So, we got some kayfabe news stories. Some big Star Wars spoilers. Do we want to find out?
Certainly.
Okay. Here we go. New Star Wars film finally explains the origins of Big Van Vader. Moviegoers flocked to cinemas in record numbers this week to see the much-anticipated Star Wars The Force Awakens, primarily to finally learn the mythology behind Big Van Vader. For decades, fans of science fiction and professional wrestling alike have wondered how exactly the gargantuan grappler with a jockstrap mask is related to Darth Vader, a high-ranking evil cyborg in the Galactic Empire. Spoiler alert, they are cousins. In Star Wars The Force Awakens, it is revealed that Big Van Vader is the son of Gladys Skywalker, who is a sister of Ralph Skywalker, father of Anakin Skywalker, a.k.a. Darth Vader. That's wrong, he didn't have a father. Eagle-eyed viewers of the new film can spot Big Van Vader working in a spaceport on planet Takodana, where the crew of the Millennium Falcon meet Maz Kanata and help BB-8 reach the Resistance. Fans will have to wait for the sequel to finally learn the origins of Starrcade 86, Night of the Skywalkers. There's another one. Let's see the second one. Okay. Alright, let's see. Open up the second one. Star Wars spoiler. Flair defeats Von Erich to retain the NWA title. If you're trying to avoid Star Wars stop reading now, because we've got a doozy. At World Class Championship Wrestling Star Wars, in front of a packed convention center in Fort Worth, Texas, the nefarious Ric Flair uses underhanded tactics to retain his NWA World Heavyweight Championship against Kerry Von Erich. Can you believe it? Although the Texas crowd is solidly behind their hometown hero, Von Erich plays play to Flair's cunning, getting disqualified to end the best 2 out of 3 falls match. The much-anticipated Star Wars event, featuring marquee names like Bugsy McGraw, Jose Lothario, and Bill Irwin, later inspires a series of science fiction films. Unlike their timeless pro-wrestling namesake, however, the Star Wars films fade into obscurity and remain largely forgotten. Alright. Are we gonna do this next one? We gonna do with me and Coaster gonna do?
Hell yeah!
Alrighty, let's do this. Stone Cold denies vaccines cause autism. Legendary pro wrestler Stone Cold Steve Austin spoke out today to officially deny any allegations that childhood vaccinations are linked to autism. The former multi-time...
Austinism.
Oh, Austinism. I'm sorry.
That's the joke.
I'm a retard. Sorry. I've been having trouble reading shit all week. I'm sorry.
That's all good. Understandable.
The former multi-time WWE champion held a press conference at his Broken Skull Ranch this morning to guarantee that vaccines cannot turn children into trash-talking, mud-hole-stomping badasses.
Can vaccines cause Austinism? Uh-uh.
Go ahead.
Vaccines are completely safe, recommended means to prevent the spread of harmful diseases, and that's the bottom line, because the medical establishment says so.
Allegations that the vaccines lead to hell-raising, bird-flipping, and other manifestations of autism are hallmarks of the growing anti-vaxxer movement, which is launched by Hollywood bimbo Jenny McCarthy after she accompanied Shawn Michaels to the ring at WrestleMania 11. Also sponsored by ProFlowers.com. Critics of McCarthy insist that her allegations linking vaccines to Austinism are the result of her personal bias against Steve Austin, stemming from Austin's legendary battle with Michaels at WrestleMania 14, brought to you by Cialis. While most medical experts deny the link between Austinism and vaccination, evidence does suggest that a connection between Austinism and the consumption of two beers smashed together overhead and poured down one's gaping gullet while plugging podcast one. They get all of them in there?
Alpha Brain.
I forgot about that one too. Sorry.
Gosh, I need to tell you about Alpha Brain. It's a brain enhancing supplement. You can say sharp focus. It's what I use to open a couple of cans of audio whoop ass every time. You go to onnit.com/alphabrain. Use the promo code buy Mark Noyce's book.
And get 15%. It sounds like someone needs to get Vinnie Mac some of that shit.
Oh, he's so old.
At least he could walk to the ring without assistance.
So we have anything else in between here and the news?
I don't know. I think Mr. Ventura might have something. Guys, do you have the New Day unicorn helmets? I really hope you guys didn't buy them, because I've uncovered some interesting news about that those are actually, once they're placed on your head, they send out radio waves sent directly to Titan Towers, and Vince McMahon can read your thoughts.
No, but if he can read our thoughts, why doesn't he use them?
Because he doesn't give a shit about people.
Oh, okay.
And fair. I have documentation to prove it.
You did take him to court, I know.
He's a real son of a bitch, I can tell you that much. Fuck Sheamus.
News! Stupid sexy Flanders. Kudos to angrymarks.com, fuckshamus.com, sexygeorge.com, georgewatchdrawliar, dailywrestlingnews.com, and prepareyouranus.edu, and of course, Cheap Heat. Get over here, microphone.
We get more sponsors every week.
We do.
That's awesome.
Well, speaking of sponsors.
Now, if only they were paying us. Literal Cock Talk. In the latest of, speaking of sponsors, yes, in the latest in a series of brilliant endorsements for Joey Ryan following his viral video, YouPorn is now sponsoring him.
And he's in Lucha Underground, so I really want to see that shit.
I was actually reading about this. He gets paid to wear, like, YouPorn themed wrestling attire. Like, with the logo.
I
want to
see that in Lucha Underground and have it somehow be part of a story.
Yeah. Legendary luchador Liz Mark passed away this week at the age of 66. He's one of only two men to win the NWA World titles in three different weight classes. Our condolences, of course, to his family, friends, and fans. Also, former WWE head of security Jim Dotson has passed away. He was there for the height of the Attitude Era from 1995 to 2001, but had been suffering from numerous health problems recently and left this world without the money for his funeral expenses, which his family is trying to raise with the link at the beginning of this paragraph, which I guess I'll put try to remember to put in the show notes, not the show notes, the you know, article thing that you click on to get the podcast. That. WWE, believe it or not, they actually thought fans would be into chanting tater tots at Sheamus and were trying to use the Roman Reigns promo on Raw to make it go viral.
I can believe that.
Yeah, I can believe it too.
I can believe that.
Yeah. Tommy Dreamer says his short-term WWE deal is finished. Thanks at WWE Universe. It was great being back on TV. That agreement is done. See you on the live events. I love you guys so much. Hashtag WWE TLC.
Now I remember that from Raw. What did you guys think of the ECW flashback promo thing that they did?
That was pretty good.
I didn't mind it.
And also
I thought too.
Thought the match was much better than their match at TLC.
It was, and there was one point where I thought Tommy Dreamer was fucking paralyzed because he was just laying there and he wasn't moving his legs. And I thought I could read his lips, and he was saying like, "I can't feel my legs."
He was saying
He tried starting to crawl a little bit away, and his legs were just kind of dragging behind him. I don't know if that was just selling or what.
Yeah, must have. Wasn't he on SmackDown too?
I don't know. Who watches SmackDown?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, SmackDown's on?
What's a SmackDown?
Yeah, right. I thought I read on Twitter that he was on SmackDown, but I didn't
was
watch.
Was he?
So
Isn't that what you do when you go to browsers?
What's that? that's what you do when you go to browsers.
Isn't SmackDown the developmental brand?
The most important part of that promo that they did, though, was New Jack was in it. finally made it onto Raw.
He threw somebody off some scaffolding.
And randomly started stabbing people randomly. Good times.
Hey, speaking of injuries, Wade Barrett's injury is a pinched nerve in his neck. He's expected to be fine in a few weeks. On his injury, he says, "Rehabbing a little nerve damage in my neck at the moment, hence the disappearing act. Nothing major, but not worth taking unnecessary risks."
In all seriousness, while I was watching a little bit of Brazzers this morning, he was on there. It was with some League of Nations chicks having like a fatal three-way or something. I don't know. Brazzers.
Yeah, I think the League of Nations thing is kind of done and over with now, because they were just there for one thing, and that was just to put Roman over and make him look strong.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's done and over with now. So I think they're all...
They were doing that shit on SmackDown, actually, for real.
Seriously, what the fuck is a SmackDown?
It's when I masturbate when I'm at Frasers, man. I told you. I was wanking it this morning. Before the show, I had it on in the background as I was doing my hockey pool. And let me flip over. I am paused at 48 minutes. And yeah, I told you, Brazzers is paused on a shot of Renee Young. So there you go. Canadian hotness.
I just thought it was weird because Wade Barrett was on the pre-show for TLC.
Yeah, he was.
As was Renee Young, undoubtedly.
Yeah, she was, as a matter of fact. William Regal has to leave the UK tour for a follow-up on his neck surgery. Speaking of necks being injured.
And British people. Go figure.
Yeah.
And going back to SmackDown.
Yeah, what the hell is SmackDown?
Mauro
Ranallo will be the lead announcer for SmackDown when it moves to USA Network next month. And he says, "Oh, and because I've seen a few tweets about this, my name on SmackDown will be Mauro Ranallo. Hashtag not a... in the third person tweet."
So basically the deal is, if you ever work for the Score, you're guaranteed to get a fucking job. It's the third consistent Canadian broadcaster Now we have, and probably the best of the three, man.
Does that mean Michael Cole will be phased out soon?
This means that Jerry Lawler is being phased out.
Well, I don't know who's getting phased out, but this is, this is a move for when they jump over to USA. And Ronaldo, he used to be involved with, the Access version of New Japan. And he's called wrestling. He was involved with that fucking, what the hell was it called that they had going on with Teddy Hart? It's like a new reboot of Stampede Wrestling, like back in the early 2000s. He was involved with that. And he's still calling. He's still, actually, they don't even have him exclusively. He's still going to be calling like boxing matches for Showcase. It's something else. I think kickboxing.
Wasn't he calling for a Strike Force 2 at one point?
Yes, that's right. He was.
What's his name? Frank Shamrock?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Apparently, Frank Shamrock, helped him get this deal, too, is what I hear. I think he's, I don't know if he's managing him or he's his agent or whatever, something along the lines of that. So, it's, this guy's really good. If you're not familiar with Moro, this is a fuck, man, this could make a huge difference. You might actually be able to pay attention to the announcers again.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of looking forward to it.
Oh, this should have been our last story. This is probably the most positive I've heard out of the fucking WWE in a while.
Yeah. Well, speaking of WWE, they've revealed the Slammy Award categories. Superstar of the Year, where every member of the roster is eligible. So go and, for example, you to vote, you use on social media the hashtag Superstar. So, yeah. So for example, you go on Twitter and you say hashtag Superstar Heath Slater.
Can we have Michael Cole explain how to do this and show me?
So I do hashtag Super.
And that's the hashtag symbol. Don't spell out hashtag or it won't work.
Okay, so it's just hashtag Superstar, and then I type.
You type who.
Here's
you
how
want.
You vote for anyone. You type hashtag ROMANRE.
All seriousness, yes, you go type hashtag Superstar.
Guys, I'm back. I gotta let you know something. This was the whole reason Brad Maddox got fired, because they didn't want him to win Superstar of the Year.
Yeah, but now can we have Jesse Ventura win it instead?
But he's not a member of the roster. Has to be on the roster.
They say you can vote for anyone.
Their example on the WWE.com is Savio Vega.
Yes.
But yeah. Okay, so I don't have to have Superstar and the Superstar. You know what I'm trying to say? Do I do hashtag Superstar space Heath Slater, or do I have to have Superstar Heath Slater next to the hashtag?
Hashtag Superstar space Heath Slater.
Okay, done and done. That's all I needed to know, guys.
There you go. Okay.
Vote for Barry Horowitz.
Barry Horowitz for Hall of Fame. Match of the he get the Warrior Award, right? Anyway, match of the year nominees to be revealed on WWE app on Raw. Diva of the year, same thing. Breakout star of the year, LOL moment of the year, extreme moment of the year, this is awesome moment of the year, OMG shocking moment of the year, hero award presented by Coca-Cola.
I wonder what they're going to be drinking tomorrow night during the show.
Hero of the Year Award, Seth Rollins for stopping Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
And the nominees for all those awards to be revealed on the app tomorrow night during Raw. Rivalry of the Year, your nominees, Reigns versus Wyatt, Undertaker, Lesnar, Cena, Rusev, Team Bella versus Team Bad versus Team PCB, and Orton versus Rollins.
I want Kevin Owens versus everyone.
Yeah, me too.
But seriously though, who gets Superstar of the Year?
John
and why
Cena.
Is it Roman Reigns?
Seth Rollins.
I think it's either Reigns or Rollins.
I Seth Rollins.
I'm gonna say it's gonna be John Cena. Fuck that. They're gonna even if he's gonna come on. They're probably gonna have him film a promo with the exception speech and oh yeah, I'm off doing this and da 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 da. Trust me, it's gonna be
Roman
Cena
wins and he accepts live via satellite.
Other awards, Double Cross of the Year, your nominees, John Stewart costs John Cena the U.S. title, Randy Orton turns on Seth Rollins, Paige attacks Charlotte and Becky Lynch, Stardust turns on Goldust, and Mizdow eliminates The Miz from the Andre the Giant Battle Royal at WrestleMania. Or as we like to call it, the Armbar!
Armbar.
Speaking of armbars...
I wonder which one is going to go there. I bet you it's John Stewart.
Speaking of armbars, surprise return of the year, you could vote for Chris Jericho. Dudley...
That's not really a surprise because he always returns. Yeah.
Chris Jericho, Knight of Champions, Dudley Boys, Sting, Alberto Del Rio, and Zeb Coulter, or Demon Kane.
That one, that's got to be ADR, man.
I think I voted for him because I like my fucking jaw dropped when he showed up at the pay per view.
The Dudleys was pretty much held secret as well, but yeah. The other three were fucking surprises. Like JT nailed it with Jericho coming back. We knew Sting was involved for fucking years. It felt like, at least.
Yeah.
And fuck Demon Kane. Come on.
Yeah, right. Best Original WWE Network Show nominees, Breaking Ground, Table for Three, Stone Cold Podcast, WWE 24, and Swerved.
What do you guys think?
This list is flawed. Like, Breaking Ground, I heard they're canceling. Table for Three, they haven't done anything in a while. 24, they haven't done anything in a year. And Swerved has been canceled. So Stone Cold wins.
Yeah, I guess if you put it that way.
Yeah.
That's too bad. I kind of like Breaking Ground.
Yeah, I absolutely love it.
I liked all of those except Swerved.
Breaking Ground actually turned me around on Mojo Rawley. I actually like the guy now.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you know,
I saw they were doing a Mojo-centric episode, and I'm like, fuck that, I'm not watching it.
It was great. It shed some light on the guy, and okay. You know, he's a good dude. I mean, his in-ring still is shit, but...
Yeah, as a human being, he's a good person. Yeah, I had the same experience with Carmella, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, it's the character versus the person. It's just kind of, you just see that, and it's like, okay, all
right. Right.
And actually hearing her talk in her normal voice is fucking way better.
Oh, definitely.
Meanwhile, other slammy categories, tag team of the year, you can vote.
Oh, come on. Who's going to win this? Come on.
You can vote for the Usos.
Don't even read the last four. Just New Day wins.
All right, fine. Hashtag of the year. Hashtag of the year. So you put hashtag, and then the hashtag that you want to win. That's how you vote for this category.
That just seems fucking as fuck.
And the hashtags, Give Divas a Chance, Save the Tables, Axelmania, RKO Out of Nowhere, and Suplex City.
Axelmania.
I voted Axelmania.
Yeah, if it's going to be Suplex City, I bet, though. But Axelmania would be fucking awesome.
Yeah, what about
RKO Out of Nowhere is fucking super popular, though.
It is.
You mean hashtag Authority Sucks didn't get on here?
Nope.
Oh,
hashtag
man.
Lol TNA.
Cena couldn't get that over?
Nope.
No.
Celebrity moment of the year. There's Stephen Amell dives onto Stardust at SummerSlam. The cast of Entourage introduces Zack Ryder.
Boo.
Kevin Owens powerbombs Machine Gun Kelly off the stage. John Stewart gets involved in John Cena's match at SummerSlam, and Wayne Rooney slaps King Barrett on Raw.
Yeah, I don't think Wayne Rooney is even going to get fucking a vote.
Who the hell is Wayne Rooney?
He's some British guy.
He's a football player.
Ah,
yeah. As Noyce would call him.
Yeah, as Michael Cole calls it, the Manchester United.
That's right.
I don't know about you guys. I kind of want to see Amell win this one. He was fucking way better than I think anyone expected at SummerSlam. As Machine Gun Kelly getting slammed was awesome. Like, that was fucking awesome, but... Fucking what do you call that guy again? JT Machine Gun Kelly was Coke Boy or something?
Crack. It's a wonderful drug.
Yeah. There it is. That's the one.
That is what I voted
Kelly
for.
Kelly was Wiz Khalifa in whiteface.
Wally Mania.
I've just remembered what celebrity moment I want to actually win, but they can't anymore. I fucking loved it when Snoop Dogg came in.
Oh yeah.
Who?
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop's your brother!
Out of Axelmania, then posed in the ring with Hogan.
Oh, that's right.
And he was the size of a twig.
Yeah.
But they can't do that because of Hogan.
Right.
Fuck Snoop Dogg.
The Tell Me You Didn't Just Say That moment of the year. Dean Ambrose calls Seth Rollins Justin Bieber.
I think we all know what needs to win this, and again, it's Hogan.
Seth Rollins calls Johnny Manziel Johnny Idiot Face on Raw. Brock Lesnar coins Suplex City at WrestleMania. Seth Rollins disses Kane while celebrating the Authority's WrestleMania accomplishments. And Paige spoils Charlotte's Divas Championship celebration.
Oh, and Kane was there.
Kane was there.
That's what that one's for. That was, oh man, that was so funny.
Yeah.
It's Kane, Suplex City all the way, man.
Oh yeah. And the and just to guarantee John Cena is going to win an award. The best John Cena U.S. Open Challenge. Your nominees: Cesaro, Dolph Ziggler, Sami Zayn, Dean Ambrose, and Neville.
I can't believe there is actually a John Cena award.
I can't believe it's there and Kevin Owens isn't one of the nominees.
I know. Well, because he didn't actually take him up on the U.S. Open Challenge.
Oh, I thought he did.
No, when he came out, he said, "I'm not going to take you up on your challenge. I want to fight you at a pay-per-view."
In that case, I'm going to go with Sami Zayn because that was a great match.
Yeah, absolutely.
That makes the most sense.
Just like everybody else, Sheamus would like to face Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. I would love to face Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. I would love nothing more. I realize WWE is trying to fill that arena in Texas, but seriously, fuck that. I mean, fuck Sheamus. Let's go for the empty arena match, fella. The Arse fans shouldn't get what they want. They should get what Vince's erect cock wants, and that's me giving out an Irish special, and by that I mean fellatio. Did you know that was the inspiration for me beating Daniel Bryan in 18 seconds? He added 15 seconds onto the match time, but that's all just limes. I would love nothing more than to scrap like that with Brock. I think it would be amazing to see the buy rates plummet. It's what I've always talked about and wanted to do for years. I can only suck so much old man penis, but any match for me being the WWE World Heavyweight Champion at Mania would be unbelievable, fella.
The best outcome of that match would be, you know how Sheamus is so pale that everything shows up on his body?
Yeah.
He would just show the beating that Brock would put on him.
That would be worth watching it just for that.
Yeah,
that is a good thing about Sheamus.
Yeah. And I, because Sheamus is kind of known for working pretty stiff.
Yeah,
I'd love to see some receipts from Brock.
And you would see them.
Definitely would see them. Kevin Owens on Twitter: I'm very proud of the fact that I'm not Vincent Russo's cup of tea. Quite frankly, I'd be worried if I was. That reminds me. I do web design on the side, and I lost a file when I was transferring over to the new server, and I could not find a backup copy. You know what I found backup copies of? All of the Vince Russo Watches His Beard Grow files. I had that entire set backed up. No, I didn't have that. Had the entire Vince Russo Watches His Beard Grow site backed up, but not this one file I needed. I finally found, thankfully. I didn't have to rewrite the whole site, but... Oh, anyway, I digress. Stone Cold Podcast with Ric Flair, another pre-tape, will air right after the Royal Rumble. I fell asleep during the Shawn Michaels one.
Yeah, I haven't watched that one yet because I fell asleep at the end of TLC. When I woke up, it was the beginning of TLC.
I
watched about half of it. I didn't find it that interesting.
I tried a couple of times to get through it, and I haven't gotten through it yet.
I have a hard time looking at Shawn Michaels.
He is an ugly, ugly man.
I don't know where he's looking.
I think that was the thing, is I was watching it, and then I'm like spending half the time on Google, like, what the hell happened to Shawn Michaels' eye?
I think what happened was, while he was trying to find his smile, he lost his eye.
He traded his eye for his smile.
And now it's, you know, he got it back and it's trying to escape again.
The real tragedy about this next podcast is it's pre-taped, man. I fucking wish they would let Ric Flair go live.
Yeah,
it's filled with really quick cuts. You can tell where something was cut out.
I would imagine so. The Rock will be filming Baywatch during WrestleMania 32.
Is he playing Pamela Anderson's role?
I... Huh.
You used to have issues with his breast, so it's possible.
I'd watch it.
WWE is still hopeful that The Rock will make an appearance at WrestleMania in some capacity, however.
But so we'll... How soon after will we find out that The Rock has Hep C?
It'll probably come out viral on the internet on a video form with Tommy.
I would imagine he's playing the Hasselhoff role, so the real question is how long until there's a video of him naked with a sandwich?
It's not Hasselhoff anymore. Remember, he changed his name to he's just Hoff now.
Oh, that's right.
There'll be a video with The Rock and Tommy Lee, and they'll call it the Rock and Cock Connection.
Well, wait a minute. How are they making? No, they can't be making a Baywatch and not have the Hoff. They can't be making a Baywatch and not have the Hoff in it. The Hoff is Baywatch.
That's true.
He's doing I'm the sure soundtrack.
I know the Rock can be one of the muscular guys in it. I don't have a problem with that. But you can't have the Hoff. It's Baywatch.
I'm sure they'll find a way to work all the cameos and shit in.
Of course.
Be Baywatch the Next Generation. The Hoff is Rock's dad.
They could lure Jasmine Bleeth in with some coke.
So Finn Balor says what we've all been thinking. Going to Raw would be a step backwards for him. He says, I really believe that what we're doing here in the Performance Center and what we're doing with NXT is something that's going to be remembered for years. I feel like to get quote-unquote called up to the main roster would be maybe like a step back for my career right now. Obviously, instant gratification, you get called up to the main roster, that's great, but I think what we're doing here in NXT will stand longer in history as kind of like a revolutionary period, and to kind of pull myself out of that world would be detrimental to my career in the long term, but in all seriousness, those British fans were annoying as fuck during the main event Wednesday.
I didn't believe an Irishman said that because there's no fellas in there.
Oh, yeah, they all say that, right?
Yeah.
He's been in the States and Japan for a while. He's kind of learned new ways to speak.
Yeah, I mean, let's face facts. He wants to stay in Florida so he can have more time playing with Legos.
Yeah. What's the pay-per-view you said he was always watching?
Oh, it was one of the old Rumbles, or maybe it was Survivor Series.
Yeah, it's one or the other for sure. Huh.
Wasn't it 92 Survivor Series?
It might have been. It sounds right.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm too lazy to do research.
Yeah, research is fucking lame. Screw
Who
that.
Does
what research?
Are we researching again? I wasn't paying attention. Sorry, browsers.
The three NXT tapings in January would give them enough shows to run all the way through WrestleMania season. They're pulling a TNA, apparently.
That's Impact style.
Yeah.
That works so well for them.
For what it's worth, and apparently some people question this, it's on the record now that ESPN receives no payment from WWE for their weekly interview segments.
Just hand jobs.
Yeah.
That's another thing Finn Balor's good for. He's a beautiful man.
Yeah, ESPN needs content. They're not doing too good these days.
Former NFL player Brennan Williams is training for pro wrestling at Booker T's Reality of Wrestling promotion using the name Marcellus Black.
Oh, shucky ducky.
Okay, I don't follow enough NFL. Who is Brennan Williams? Three guys here I know do.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I don't know professional sports ball.
What about local sports team? Go local sports team.
Come on, Kosti. You got to know that you got to be a Syracuse fan. You're in Central New York.
I heard you guys got some snow.
No, we didn't get any snow.
Really?
My family did up north.
Huh. Yeah, up north. Okay. Like, 10 miles from my house got snow.
The weather.
I just sat here and saw like all the black clouds.
The Weather Channel lied to me then.
I'm looking out the window right now and it's sunny and
same here.
It's cold as fuck though.
Yeah, a little cold, but seriously, the sun, there's a little bit of cloud cover, but that's about it.
Okay,
well,
so he was drafted
Brennan Williams. Yeah,
it was 2013. It was a Houston Texan. I don't think he ever actually played.
Oh, well, then.
Well, it's Houston Texan. That's why no one knows who he is.
Yeah.
There you go. 89th overall pick.
The only player,
yeah, he was released like a year later.
Only player anybody knows on the Texans is J.J. Watt.
I don't even know that one.
No, no
Can I just
clue.
Say the Houston Texans is a terrible sports name?
Yeah, they used to, when they brought
them
back.
The Oilers.
Well, yeah, they used to be the
Houston
Oilers.
Houston Texans, it's just so lazy.
They used to be the Houston Oilers, but the Houston Oilers actually became the Titans. They became the Tennessee Titans, and then when they brought the Houston team back, I don't know why they didn't just bring back the Oilers.
It's like the New York New Yorkers.
I think it's because Edmonton, sued them for the name.
There's probably some legal reason they couldn't use Oilers. Because somebody probably owns the rights to that name.
Because Saudis found it offensive?
Yeah, okay, sure. That's Go Redskins!
So are Texans going to be, like, up in arms, like, calling it a racist name?
Hey, why not?
It's nice.
Well, what's better, Tex or Mex?
Ooh.
Ask Mark Henry. He does drugs.
Tex Mex.
How about the Houston generic human beings?
There you go. Hey, speaking of generic human beings, Wednesday's episode of Impact Wrestling will be the final one on Destination America. And good news for Impact, Cablevision is adding Pop TV to their lineup starting January 19th on channel 154.
And nobody's going to know that they have it.
Yeah. And since Destination America has already pulled the plug on Impact Wrestling, Pop TV has decided to start airing TNA programming a week early. The two best of 2015 episodes originally set to air on Destination America will now air starting next Tuesday at 9 Eastern, followed by another episode on December 29th at 9 Eastern.
Wait, good things happened in TNA 2015?
Apparently so.
Well, according to them, yeah.
I was saying, things happened in TNA 2015. Nobody watches TNA.
According to Dixie Carter, the entire year was great.
Oh yeah,
big announcements.
I had a bagel for breakfast.
Yeah, that was pretty much the extent of their big announcements. Bad news for Jeff Hardy. He needs another surgery on his knee and will be out of action for an extended period of time. The exact timetable won't be known until after the procedure is done, but it could keep him on the shelf until at least late next year.
Good news for Jeff Hardy. Prescription drugs.
That's also bad news for him.
Not in his mind.
I almost pulled a Mike Adamly and called him Jeff Harvey.
Well, good news for Jeff Harvey is he can replace Jeff Hardy for a while.
Yeah.
I hope he's on drugs too. Joe's his dealer.
I wonder if they will just find some other skinny, strung out white guy and put them in the Willow makeup and pretend it's Jeff.
Yeah.
I don't know if they can. I think he's still recovering from an Owens signed them off the stage.
Meanwhile, back in catering, Matt Hardy is stuffing his face.
Grapes. Grapes.
There's a reason we used to call him Fat Lardy.
That man loves
No, he's still shows. Fat, don't worry.
Fat Lardy.
I have watched some TNA. He's still fat.
Is he going to start tagging with Chubby Checker?
No, he's going to start tagging. They're going to bring in Cheeseburger from ROH.
He might eat him.
That's the gimmick. Matt Hardy tags him in by trying to bite his arm.
Matt Hardy, the man stronger than diabetes.
What's this diabetes? I thought it was called diabetes.
Diabetes.
Yeah, good old diabetes.
TNA is reported to be aggressively seeking out new talent, including wrestlers from other promotions whose contracts are expiring, as well as unsigned wrestlers from the indie scene and established stars from places like New Japan Pro Wrestling. They would like to have several surprises when they make their live debut on Pop TV, if at all possible.
Surprise, it's the same old shit.
Yeah, just have the NWO show up again.
Well, there is a rumor about floating around this morning. Both Michael Bennett and Maria Kanellis' contracts are done with Ring of Honor, and they are apparently the one that's being buzzed as of today. Well, which is
TNA
weird because
they're very good at focusing on women's asses, so they'll love Maria.
Oh yeah.
Wasn't there some shit about Maria talking about going back to WWE recently? Like, I know she has, like, apparently heat with the fucking Bella twins.
Yeah, that's thing is, she says she has heat with the Bellas, so she'll never get back there.
There was the thing with, it was Michael Bennett was supposedly going to WWE.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't sure about Maria.
Yeah, that's what, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up, but that's the rumors. The dirt sheets.
Yep.
Sexy Flanders.
The original TNA plan taped for the World Title Series had Lashley beating EC3 by countout while Matt Hardy beat Eric Young. Lashley then defeats Hardy in the finals. With TNA doing live finals on Pop TV next month, that all appears to have been thrown out the window.
They can just do it again.
That's probably what they'll do. They'll just do it live.
I really think they will.
So it got thrown out. Was it thrown out of Dario Cuarto's window, or
that's how you debut Joey Ryan?
Yeah,
have his cock just coming through, smash right through the window.
Yeah, it's going to involve his dick.
Of course,
it's just be an erection coming through the window. You won't see the guy, just dick. Yeah. Cock talk every Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
A limo pulls up, and once the door opens, just a hog just flops out.
Yeah, it's his tag team partner.
Speaking of,
oh, he tagged in. Oh, he's going for his finisher.
Wicked clothesline on that dick.
Like a leg lariat, but with his dick.
Oh, he's the new Fandango. Only you know better.
He's a submission finisher.
He does a crossface chicken wing with his hog.
There you go.
And he's going to be killed by Mil Muertes for trying to sleep with Katrina.
Well, we go from the King of Dong style to Rey Mysterio worked a safe style during his recent Lucha Underground taping appearances to avoid further knee injuries. That man has knees?
No.
What the hell did that
happen? He tried to borrow Callies, but they don't work out too well.
Dust.
Dust
everywhere.
Long ago turned to powder.
The wrestler portraying Montaza is Lucha Underground in Lucha Underground is none other than Mr. Athletic Jeff Cobb. What you don't know is that he was injured at the LU tapings last weekend, suffering an MCL sprain with a partial tear, but he's expected to recover quickly and fully with physical therapy.
Yeah, that would hit me right in the kayfabe.
I was really hoping for Scott Steiner and a chainmail sombrero.
Yes. Oh, please, yes.
He's doing his math in Spanish.
Or on the other end of the spectrum, it could have been cheeseburger with just, like, vampire fangs.
Yeah. Lucha Underground wrestlers are currently under the impression that a third season of the show will begin taping in March of 2016. Both Jack Evans and Angelico say they've been approached by WWE about developmental deals, but they're sticking with Lucha Underground for now and for as long as the promotion exists.
And I heard an Angelico interview where he said he wanted to dive off this top of the thing again, but they told him not to this season.
Aw.
So, boo. Yeah, Lucha Underground are killing that spot.
Boo.
Not really. They're saving
to save it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're saving it. Right. Because I heard the same interview. I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
AJ's.
Yeah, if you're expecting that spot, it's not happening.
Well, quote unquote, not happening.
Yeah, it could all be a massive
swerve. It could be part of this season, and it might just very well be like the last match he has of season two. You never know. They're not. Right. I mean, that's the type of thing you want to save anyway.
Right.
Or they just don't want him to die.
Oh, it makes the show way more entertaining when people die. Remember they fed that guy to Mantaza?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, yeah, they killed the dude. Just like the Great Khali.
Yep. AJ Styles is confirmed for New Japan's Wrestle Kingdom 10 despite his recent injuries. And with his win over Styles, Jay Lethal will face Michael Elgin with his ROH World title at the New Japan Wrestle Kingdom 10 event on January 4th. ROH was reportedly very happy with last night's event, the other night's event, which was completely sold out, and they hope to return in March of 2016. The Briscoes are booked for WrestleMania 10. And
WrestleMania 10, huh?
WrestleMania 10, eh?
Did I say WrestleMania?
Yeah, I read
time
it
traveling, Joe.
I'm tired, man.
The Briscoes have discovered time travel. They're going back to WrestleMania 10. Awesome. Who are they going to fight?
Well, they're kind of head-shrinkers. Like the Bushwhackers, who may or may not have been at 10.
They're going to wrestle the Headshrinkers.
Headshrinkers?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, this wasn't WrestleMania 10. It's WrestleMania X.
WrestleMania X. I still want them fucking doors for my closet. The fucking WrestleMania 10 doors with the big X on them.
Well, yeah, they could fight the Bushwhackers because they were in the first match. They could interfere in Owen Hart for doing a bit better not interfere in that match.
Yeah.
Fuck that. That was a great match.
Yes, it was.
Oh, maybe they can fight Doink the Clown and Dink the Clown. That works. Or maybe they are Doink the Clown and Dink the Clown. Wrap your head around that one. They're already there.
We're just talking time travel, folks.
Maybe
they were the Quebecers.
I will reread this properly. The Briscoes are booked for Wrestle Kingdom 10.
That makes more sense.
So Japan is where they're going to acquire their time machine.
Yes,
maybe they were both inside the Yokozuna suit. You think? That's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
It's a very plausible theory.
I believe it.
Mike Bennett and Maria Kanellis, as we reported, finished their commitments with Ring of Honor. They were written out of TV as of last night's taping. Because their upcoming LA house show with Brock Lesnar is underselling, the WWE has started sending out new ads that promise free food and drink with the venue with your paid admission to the show, because more people will come if they think you have punch and pie. Isn't that right, Cartman?
I like punch and pie.
And free hats.
And finally, Ryback has filed his own trademark application on The Big Guy.
Bad news, Ryback. Gene Simmons beat you to it.
Fuck, you beat me to it.
Oh, I was ready as soon as he finished saying guy. I was getting in there.
I was ready like 5 minutes ago because I was looking at it and I was just waiting for the opportunity to say it.
And you still lost.
I know.
Gene Simmons has also trademarked the Land of a Thousand G's.
I say, let's go to the Land of a Thousand Kisses. Land of a Thousand Kiss.
He does have a song, Man of a Thousand Faces, on his first solo record.
There you go. So. He owns this. You guys
are missing the obvious, man. That's Land of a Thousand Jeans.
There you go. All right.
Live editing of the show notes by G.
it's right in there. It's right there in front of me.
Ginger Jesse, I think, is this guy's name. It doesn't fucking matter.
That's not what it says.
I forgot TLC. It was tonight. Upvote me. I'm really not hyped for the show. They've been pushing Lisa Left Eye Lopez too much, and she's just dead on the mic.
Is that Roman Reigns?
You're familiar with TLC, Mark?
No.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
You've never heard, don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the lakes and the rivers that you used to.
You got to remember, Mark is a lot younger than us.
Before
his time. Yeah. Lisa Lopez was famous for burning down football players' houses and dying.
Sounds like my kind of woman.
And she does the she was the rapper in TLC.
Yes.
Anywho. So this is from Track Cart. NXT TakeOver London. I have my lotion and Kleenex ready to go. I hope you fuckboys are prepared as well. I'm about to peter north up in this bitch. Coincidence? And we move on to, hey, I know this guy. Think so, Joe, on Twitter. Kitten on my lap, lasagna on my belly, and a live NXT TakeOver event on my TV. What a wonderful way to spend a Wednesday afternoon. That's like the same tweet.
WWE Universe retweeted that, as a matter of fact.
I know. I just found it hilarious. I mean, I saw that and like immediately thought of Line of a Thousand Cheese. Jeans, sorry. Bada boom! From Creedy. Greetings. My given name is Enzo Amore. I have achieved certification that signifies my proficiency as being a G, as well as being a stud of such high caliber that I am often acclaimed to be bona fide, and you are unable to communicate this knowledge through educational means. And immediately to my left, you will find Large Colin. He stands at 84 inches tall, and you are unable to communicate this knowledge through educational means. And immediately to my right, you will find Carmella. She is extremely physically attractive, and you are unable to communicate this knowledge through educational means. Bada boom, gentlemen of the highest level of quote-unquote realness in this vicinity. How are you this fine day?
I think Enzo could have made that work.
Was that posted by Damian Sandow?
And I'm also wondering why the fuck were the Ward villains not on the show, gentlemen?
And as we all learned on Monday, right? Joe on drugs. Breaking! We now officially like Roman Reigns after just 1 week of interesting television. Time to welcome the Big Dog as our new overlord. Ooh-ha! The Big Dog. And if you'll scroll down, you'll notice it's Super Nintendo Chalmers.
Yes, it is.
Skinner!
Super Nintendo Chalmers.
So a little bonus visual for my podcasting brethren.
Nice. I suppose that means I have to end the show now.
I guess.
Let me find that button. Then I'm going to fuck back to sleep. Fuck this shit.
You don't want to watch live 2CW? It's on now.
I know, but I'm fucking tired.
You said that's on Ustream, right?
Yeah, it's on Ustream. I'm in the Wrestling Hive in our group. That group, I put the link up to it. So.
Oh, sweet.
So if you want to go, it takes you right to the show.
I'm at Think So Joe for at Random Redhead, at Random Double Underscore Zero, at G of the Internet, at Mark Underscore Noise. We are at, that's Board Wrestling Fan Without Vowels, Facebook.com/Board Wrestling Fan. You can listen to this show every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, except for next Sunday because we're taking a week off. On BoardWrestlingFan.com, download the podcast wherever podcasts are sold.
Oh, shit. Aren't we forgetting the true meaning of Christmas? You know, the birth of Santa?
I thought it was Roman Reigns.
Fuck Sheamus.
Fuck Roman Reigns.
Okay.